أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم يأتكم نبأ الذين كفروا من قبل فذاكوا وبال أمرهم ولهم عذاب أليم. In the previous ayats, the beginning of the surah, Surah Taghabun, Allah Ta'ala explained His great Qudrat, and Allah explained one great thing, that there are only two nations in the world, believers and non-believers. In the eyes of Allah Ta'ala, there are no other nations whatsoever. We have defined ourselves in various groups, but in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala, there are only the believers and the non-believers. And then Allah Ta'ala explained also further His great qualities, His great Qudrat, some aspects of them. And two main things Allah explained, that Allah is watching everyone all the time. And as we do, so we will get. Whatever we have done, we will have to repay for that. For the good, we will get good in return, even in this world and the year after. And for the bad and wrong that we have done, we will have to pay for that. Illa man tab. However, if a person makes tawbah, Allah will forgive all his sins. If he makes sincere tawbah, then Allah Ta'ala will forgive him. Now, to illustrate that fact that Allah knows what you are doing and Allah will definitely take you to task, of course, unless you make tawbah, Allah Ta'ala now explains it in a historical way. First, Allah Ta'ala revealed it, and that was absolute. That is the final word. But just we can see how much Allah has tried to completely convince us of these facts, so that we can understand. Otherwise, just one revelation was enough. But now Allah Ta'ala uses such an argument, such a proof, that everyone has to accept it, especially the people of Makkah, who witnessed all these things with their own eyes also. So Allah Ta'ala says, أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ نَبَأُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ قَبْلِ. کیا پہنچی نہیں تم کو خبر ان لوگوں کی جو منکر ہو چکے ہیں پہلے. Don't you people know, especially the people of Makkah, who should go for their travels in one season to the south, to Yemen, to Sana'a in Yemen, and another journey they should take in the other season to the north. According to the various times of the world, or of the year, they should travel for their business purposes, and they should go and buy goods, and in that they used to pass these places where Allah's azab had come, and they had seen this with their own eyes. So Allah says, hasn't that news reached you? Don't you know that those people who disobeyed Allah, and so much their Nabi made effort on them, and they did not make tawbah, they did not stop from their evil, how Allah's destruction had come in this very world upon them. All the people of Ad, of Thamud, the people of Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam, all these people, how Allah's azab had come, these things you people have witnessed it and seen it with your own eyes also. فَذَاقُوا وَبَالَ أَمْرِهِمْ. پھر انہوں نے چکھی سزا اپنے کام کی. And then they tasted what they had, of all what they had done, they tasted and got the azab from Allah Ta'ala. جیسے کرنی ویسے بھرنی. As you do, so you will get. نہ مانے تو کر کے دیکھ. If you don't believe, do, and you'll see the results accordingly. Allah Ta'ala is also kind that He does not punish a person immediately he does a wrong. Allah gives him enough time to make tawbah. But we take it the other way, that Allah doesn't know, na'uzubillah, that is a complete wrong belief if a person has got that. Oh, nothing will happen to me. I'm doing this wrong, I'm doing that wrong, nothing happens. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, سَنَسْتَدْرِجُهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. We will give them respite from sources they don't know. And then finally Allah takes a person to task. And when Allah takes a person to task, he doesn't know what hit him from what side. And he doesn't know where to turn and who to go to. So a person must make tawbah all the time. And he should change his way of life and turn to Allah. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَلِيمٌ. اور ان کو عذاب دردناک ہے. This is what has happened to them in this world. The people of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam were lifted up in the skies and thrown down upside down, and a rain of stone was sent down upon them. Other people, the earth sunk them. The other people were such a sound game, and they fell on their knees and they fell dead just like that. And all you could see that was left, for some people, the winds that Allah had sent. For 1 week completely, Allah sent very, very strong winds upon them. And after that, nothing was left but just the signs of their houses. So this is all in this world. And Allah says in the year after is a very painful punishment. May Allah save us all. A person should make tawbah and turn to Allah Ta'ala. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُ كَانَتْ تَأْتِيهِمْ رُسُلُهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. And what was the cause of all this? Ye isliye ke laate the unke paas unke rasool nishaniya. Then the rasools, Allah Ta'ala, when they were going on the wrong path, idol worship, they did not believe in Allah, in akhirat, the life of the qabr, and Allah sent rasools to them. This was also Allah's great mercy. Every Rasul had great compassion and affection and feeling for his people. And he went out of his way day and night in every way to try and explain to them. But these people, instead of believing, these Rasuls came with clear, clear signs from Allah Ta'ala. The miracles Allah had given every Rasul, clear miracles that every person had to believe. But in reply they said, فَقَالُوا أَبَشَرٌ يَحْدُونَنَا. Phir kehte, kya aadmi humko raah samjhayenge? They said, what can a bashar, a human being, can he show us the way? In other words, and unfortunately there are those people who are also regarded as Muslims still today, who says that a human being can't be a Rasul. And even for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they say they believe in him, but not correctly. They say that he is the Rasul of Allah, but he is Noor, he is a Farishta. And they say if you say he is a human being, then you are a kafir, na'uzubillah. And here Allah Ta'ala says clearly, these were the words of the kuffar of before. They should say that how can a human being be a Rasul? A human being can't be a Rasul. A Rasul must be an angel. Various places Allah had explained it, that the Rasul has to be one from amongst you, who knows what is happiness and sadness, who knows what is winter and summer, who knows what is day and night. Farishtas got no feelings. No feelings for woman, no feelings for son. So how can they guide us? They are not like us. We need a guide who is like us, who also has got feelings like us. So that is, they made this excuse that how can a human being be guiding us? How can he be a Rasul? And the opposite of this, Shmolana Shabbir Rahmat Usmani Rahmatullah Ali says that a person who thinks that a Rasul is not a Bashar, this is even a worse accusation. A Rasul has to be a Bashar. He has to be a human being. So we have to believe that every Nabi and every Rasul of Allah was a human being. But just like we have stones lying on the road, a diamond is also a stone. But there is a great difference between the stones. A diamond and an ordinary stone, where can they be the same? So we are all human beings. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was said, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ. Say, I am a human being. But yuha ilayya. That makes the difference. Allah's wahi comes down upon me. And by that, I'm not a human, ordinary human. I'm a diamond of the humans. What is a diamond? A diamond also is nothing compared to who Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. So he is a human being, but what quality of a human being? What akhlaq, what character, what truthfulness, what humbleness? The person cannot imagine how great Nabi Ali salatu wa salam was. Watawallaw or mu'murliya, and they turned their faces, they turned their backs on the teachings of the Rasuls. So we must make shukr that we are accepting what the Rasuls have said and what their teachings are. Now we must go a step further and make amal on it also. And build yaqeen on what the Rasuls have told us. Wastaghnallah. Or Allah ne be parwai ki. When this was the condition, Allah also just left them alone. Allah did not care about them. When a person shows this indifference, and Allah made so many means of our hidayah, but still a person shows this indifference, he doesn't care, then Allah also doesn't care about that person, And in any case, Wallahu ghaniyun hamid. Or Allah be parwahe, sab ta'arifo wala. Allah is totally independent. Allah doesn't need those people who even turn to Him. But they turn to Him, Allah turns to them also with great kindness and affection and with great love. And those who don't want to turn to Allah, Allah is not in need of them also. So Allah Ta'ala is totally independent of us, all of His entire creation. He doesn't need anyone, He doesn't need anything. He doesn't need our praises, He doesn't need our ibadat. If we do it, it is for our own good. Allah will show more affection to us, and in the year after, Allah will reward us accordingly. And Allah is the one who is all the qualities of praise are in Allah Ta'ala. So we are in need of Allah. Allah is not in need of us. And if we show we a don't care attitude towards Allah, Allah also doesn't worry about us. May Allah make us have that feeling to turn to Allah, that we are totally dependent and in need of Allah for each and everything. And then Allah Ta'ala also turns to us with great kindness and love. Wa akhiru da'wana.